You're listening to SBS News.
An overnight tweet from United States President Donald Trump has confirmed a rumour swirling around Washington for months. Top White House lawyer Don McGahn is on his way out. The 50-year-old Mr. McGahn is the latest in a long list of high-ranking advisers to leave Mr. Trump's side and was one of the few people who had held a senior role in the president's election campaign. An administration official says Mr. McGahn did not know the tweet was coming, but had been planning to leave the White House. Speaking after the announcement, the president showered him with praise.
Don McGahn's a really good guy, been with me for a long time. Privately before this, he represented me. He's been here now, it'll be almost 2 years, and a lot of affection for Don. And he'll be moving on, probably the private sector, maybe the private sector, and he'll do very well. But he's done an excellent job.
Mr. McGahn's exit comes less than 2 weeks after it was reported he had become a key witness in the Russia investigation, which the president has repeatedly called a witch hunt. The lawyer had been grilled for more than 30 hours as part of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation. He was pressed on Mr. Trump's firing of FBI Director James Comey last year and the president's criticism of Attorney General Jeff Sessions. Mr. McGahn's relationship with the president has been tense at times, with reports suggesting he threatened to quit last year rather than carry out a directive from Mr. Trump to fire Mr. Mueller. It's also believed he pushed back when Mr. Trump tried to oust Mr. Sessions. But the president has insisted he's not concerned about what Mr. McGahn has revealed to Mr. Mueller. The move comes as Mr. Trump has renewed his attacks on internet giants like Google, Twitter and Facebook, saying they're trying to silence people.
I think it's a very serious problem because they're really trying to silence a very large part of this country. And those people don't want to be silenced. It's not right. It's not fair. It may not be legal. But we'll see. We just want fairness.
Do you want to regulate them more? Is that what you're
We're just going to see. You know what we want? Not regulation. We want fairness.
Amid the criticism, the outgoing United Nations Human Rights Chief has urged Facebook to do more to address hate speech, but also warned against excessive regulation. Speaking in Geneva, Zayed Raed al-Hussein has unleashed his own verbal attack on Mr. Trump. Repeating concerns over Mr. Trump's criticism of the media, Mr. al-Hussein expressed fear about the climate the president has created ahead of the US midterm elections.
The attacks on the media, on journalists, have been very worrisome to me, you know, and all of us would be horrified, but perhaps not so shocked if we heard of a journalist that was attacked and severely beaten, for example, at one of the rallies. And for that, the president would bear some responsibility.
Abby O'Brien, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.